Radio Prague News.
The Civic Democrat Party, Topo 9 and Public Affairs parties are prepared to launch post-election talks. The Social Democrats have given themselves scant chance of being in a future government. And Prague's Civic Democrat mayor has resigned as party leader in the capital after a dramatic fall in election support. Leaders of the centre-right parties, the Civic Democrats and Topo 9 and Public Affairs, are prepared to hold talks about a coalition government. Civic Democrat leader Petr Nečas and Karol Schwarzenberg agreed to launch talks on a coalition partnership next week at a short meeting on Saturday. The two parties appear in pole position to forge a government, with the Civic Democrats winning 53 seats and Topo 9 41 seats in the 200-seat lower house. A deal with Public Affairs with 24 seats would give them a comfortable majority with 118 seats. Public Affairs leader Radek Jon talked with the Civic Democrat leader on Sunday morning and said his party was ready to launch talks on Monday. A meeting of Civic Democrats on Sunday should agree a negotiating team. The Civic Democrats and Topo 9 both put curbing the Czech public deficit at the top of their priorities for a future government. Mr. Nečas said the election result made a government of fiscal responsibility possible. He ruled out on Czech television on Sunday a coalition with the left-wing Social Democrats, saying it would bring no benefit to the country. Public Affairs leader Radek Jon listed a series of conditions for his membership of a centre-right coalition on Saturday night. Fulfilling the party's pledge to fight corruption was one condition, and he also demanded a 10 billion crown transfer from the Ministry of Defence budget to the Ministry of Education. Mr. Jon said on Sunday the party would conduct tough talks about its coalition membership and would not sacrifice party priorities for a few ministerial seats. Topo 9 deputy leader Miroslav Kalousek described Public Affairs negotiating demands as a sign of either political inexperience or a desire to close off post-election partnership talks. He added that starting negotiations on television live was the best way of getting agreement on nothing. The election winner, the Social Democrats, gave themselves little chance of forming a coalition government. Although the party won most votes, 22.2% of the total, and is the single biggest party in the lower house with 56 seats, it was far short of pre-election poll expectations of around 30%. The only other party on the left, the Communists, won 26 seats, meaning that a combination would fall well below a majority. Social Democrat leader Jiří Paroubek announced his resignation before all the results were in on Saturday evening. He handed over management of the party to its first deputy chairman, Bohuslav Sobotka. Mr. Sobotka said he was very sceptical about the chances of a coalition including the Social Democrats. He added that leaders of both Topo 9 and Public Affairs had rejected cooperation with the party. Mr. Sobotka said he thought President Václav Klaus should conduct talks with all parties over the coming days, but he added that constitutional practice should be respected and the Social Democrats be given the first chance to form a government. Prague's Civic Democrat mayor Pavel Bem resigned on Sunday as party chairman in the capital. The move follows the centre-right party being beaten into second place in lower house elections in the capital by the Topo 9 party. Headed by party leader Karol Schwarzenberg, Topo 9 won 27.3% of votes against the Civic Democrats' 24.8%. A meeting of party bosses in the afternoon accepted the resignation offer. Civic Democrat leader Petr Nečas said during a television debate earlier that the offer was a logical and correct step. He said the party's most dramatic fall in support nationwide took place in Prague. The new-look lower house will have the most women lawmakers since elections following the end of communism. 44 women lawmakers will take their seats in the lower house, an advance on the 31 during the previous term. While the average age of lawmakers in the new house is around 18 months lower than in the previous one, it is still just over 47, with Topo 9 leader Karol Schwarzenberg the oldest at 72. A total of 86 outgoing members of the lower house retained their seats. That is a drop from the 115 who held on in 2006. A quick look at the weather. The next days will be cloudy with showers before turning brighter by Wednesday. Daytime temperatures will reach highs of 17 degrees Celsius. I'm Chris Johnston, and that was the news.